Thanks for clicking that play button. You're listening to the Trucking Nation podcast brought to you by TruckLogix.com. And I got a lot to talk about today, so let's get started. How are you, Trucking Nation? Oh my gosh, I have missed talking to you all. It's been a few weeks since I put out a podcast, so, you know, shame on me. I'm just depriving all of you from my wonderful voice, right? If you don't know, you will know now. My name is Misty Noel, and I am your wonderful Trucking Nation podcast hostess, and I have a good chunk of stuff to talk to you about today because so much is going on right now. And it's not negative at all because, you know, we do not spread negativity here in the Trucking Nation. It is all about sharing some positive vibes and putting you in a great mood. And to get started, the first thing I have to talk about is a movie that I would highly recommend pretty much every trucker to see because, I mean, it's just that amazing. And I am talking about Mad Max: Fury Road. I know you've probably seen all the trailers and everything for it online, and if you haven't, I strongly urge you to get up under that rock, like get out from under that rock, and you have to see this movie in theaters. I'm telling you, you're gonna love it, mainly because it features a giant, like, armored plated semi-truck that is the main focus of the movie for, like, good two-thirds of it. They're in this truck outrunning this crazy, insane guy trying to save these people. I'm not going to get too much in it. I don't want to push any spoilers, but, I mean, you have to see this truck. It is amazing. It is the coolest thing, and I'm really excited to see what, like, some truck builders and detailers do to create replicas or something like that. It's almost similar if you saw Death Race. You remember that, like, big rig in that shot out all the cool, like, fire and, like, all that stuff? It's kind of like that, but a little bit better. This thing goes super fast, and they're traveling, like, in a desert area. It's just cool. It's super cool. I promise you, you have to see this movie. Like car wrecks, everything. It's just amazing. If you're a guy, you're going to love this, especially if you're a fan from the Mad Max movies from the 80s, which I am. I mean, I just love it. I love it all. Tom Hardy was an amazing Max. I think he was perfect. He's the guy that he played Bane, you know, in the Batman stuff. He also did Lawless. So if you like that kind of acting, you're going to love this movie. And I love the fact that Max doesn't talk a whole lot. I think it gives more to his character. And if you're wondering, there are some really beautiful looking females in the movie. You got Charlize Theron and some other people in there. A couple of models are actually in there. So I'm telling you, it's just an all out great time, and you will not regret it. And it'll be something you can talk about with your friends for a long, long time. I promise you, it's that great. Okay, I'm going to get off of it now. I just have the truck that's in it, though. I'm serious. You really just want to go to see this truck. It's amazing what they do. At one point, they're injecting some, like, alcohol or something in it that makes it go fast. Like, somebody's riding on the front and injecting stuff into the engine, and it goes fast. It's hard to explain, but it's just amazing. I can't get over it. I'm probably going to have to go see it again, and it'll probably be, like, my fifth time seeing it. I love this movie. I've seen it way too many times already. But okay, let me move on to stuff that's a little bit more important right now. If you're not familiar with it, then let me go ahead and tell you, just brace yourself because something big's about to happen. It is about to be heavy vehicle use tax form 2290 filing season. I know, like, where has the year gone? It's coming up. It'll be here very soon. We're going to make a big announcement probably here on the podcast, press all over social media once it's available on expresstrucktax.com. If you go there, you can e-file this form super quick, fast, in a hurry. You'll be done within minutes as long as you have, like, your EIN and your VIN number. If you've never filed with Express Truck Tax before, just make sure and have those two things and you'll be golden, I promise. But I want to just talk about, you know, in my previous podcast, I just started doing some app reviews, and there is an amazing app that is actually, it was released by Express Truck Tax just to help you guys out, because that the heavy vehicle use tax, it's not cheap. It's for most of you truckers that are driving, you know, the 18-wheeler you haul, you have an 80,000 pound max gross weight. These trucks, you know, the regular, the big rig semi trucks that we all are familiar with seeing, it's $550 a pop for those trucks. I'm not joking. It's an expensive tax. And some of you might not be familiar with it, or if you're not driving that big of a truck, then maybe you don't know what the tax will be and you want to plan it out, because I mean, it's a lot of money to shell out all at once. And so Express Truck Tax, they realize this and they want to help you guys out. So there is an amazing, and I say amazing a lot because one, it's one of my favorite words to say. Just say it one time and right? It's the Z, I swear, it's just fun. But there's an amazing Form 2290 tax calculator, and it was released by Express Truck Tax. You can download it for free. Just takes a second. Just download it, and then you just put in your truck information, your weight, and it'll automatically calculate how much your 2290 tax is going to be. So if you've never filed this tax before and you have your own authority and you need to file it now, it's a great app to just get on and see how much your tax is going to be, and then you can plan for it in the future. Because you do have a little ways to pay for it, at least about to the end of summer. So that's what you need to start thinking that your deadline is. So start putting away some money and saving up for it, because I mean, that's a lot to come out of your pocket at one time, right? Go ahead. It's super easy to use. Takes a second to download. Just put the information in and you're done. And then, I mean, you can delete it if you need to, or keep it around and show it to your buddies and calculate their tax for them. It's all kind of fun, because I realize not everybody has a smartphone, especially in the trucker community. I wish I didn't have one. I miss my flip phone and my button dials. Like, isn't that just a simple thing you miss in life? I miss buttons, like real buttons. Touch screens are starting to drive me crazy. I want buttons to come back. Is that so hard to ask for? Can somebody please make me just a cool like phone with buttons again? I miss the good old days, but that's neither here nor there. So I do have another app to talk about before I leave onto that one. Remember, that's the Form 2290 Tax Calculator app. It'll let you know exactly how much you're gonna owe, so you can go ahead and plan for it, okay? All right, next app I wanna talk about, I ran across this little gem in an article, and I'm super surprised this hasn't come out like way back in the day, or just something similar to make it easier. And I'm actually talking about the FMCSA app. They have an app. I swear there's an app for everything these days. But there is an FMCSA rules and regulation app where you can just have all those wonderful legalities in the palm of your hand and at your fingertips whenever you need to look something up. Expect, like, if you are a business owner operator, fleet manager, whatever you are dealing in the world of trucking, you need this app. I mean, you don't have to learn it, memorize it, study it, but it is a great resource to have, looking up new regulations, checking on old ones, seeing how things are operated. Because you know, in the trucking industry, there's something just magical that happened where every single state has basically their own kind of rules. If you know, especially like with IFTA and things like that, you know what I'm talking about, and it can drive you a little nuts. So something like this is actually pretty great to have when you just need to look up something, or if you have a question. Because if you've been to the FMCSA website, it's not that easy to get around. Neither is the IFTA website. I mean, I just feel like they're kind of gypping us a little bit when you want to find out information and then they don't make it easily accessible. So congrats to the FMCSA for at least putting out an app like this to help us all out when we need to know some stuff, right? So I doubt they could do an IFTA one, because those rules change all the time. And oh my goodness, I talked to the wonderful crew at the Truck Services of North America who handle IFTA filing and getting authority and starter packages and everything for truckers, anything and everything you need to be compliant, Truck Services of North America can take care of for you. And they do it all over the phone because, I mean, if you're a trucker, you got to be on the road. Your only access to get a lot of stuff done is through a phone. So they're a great company to call and have all of your compliancy stuff taken care of. They have a great website. I'll have it all linked in my blog below. But they tell me all the time the new updates and stuff that IFTA has. And it's almost like a monthly thing. It's kind of crazy, especially like big things change that cost a lot of money with IFTA. So I'm really hoping they get one of those apps out, but I doubt they'd be able to keep it up to date as quickly as the FMCSA could. So check that one out if you just ever have questions about certain rules or regulations or anything like that, especially with the Road Check 2015 is about to happen, I believe, in June. First week of June, second week. I'll double check on that and have that information out to you. But Road Check's coming up soon. So this is a great app to have just to make sure that all your ducks are in a row. And don't forget to do your daily inspections just so that you know that everything is good. You know what I'm saying? So you don't want to go into an inspection and you haven't even looked over your truck yet that day. So always do your daily inspections. And it's also a safety issue. So you want to make sure that you're safe, so other drivers stay safe. I mean, you do the best you can, right? I know. Okay. Now, I'm kind of going to go back to the HVUT season. I want to talk more about Express Truck Tax and just what they can do for you. Now, you can even get started right now by going to expresstrucktax.com. And you have to create an account. Now, if you already have an account with Express Truck Tax, then all of your information from the previous year or whenever you started, it's all saved there. So if you've been filing with Express Truck Tax for the past, 2-3 years, all your information's gonna be there, plus a copy of all your previous 2290s, all your Schedule 1s, it's all gonna be saved in this system. So if you're new, think about, that's a really great resource to have to make sure that all your documents are saved, they're backed up, and you'll always be able to access it. Because once you print stuff out, you know, papers get lost. It happens to me all the time. And I know it happens to truckers. My papa could not keep papers organized to save his life. Like, bless him, he couldn't do it. I got him set up one time with some with some Trapper Keeper like file folder type deals, and then he was good to go. But he would be on the road. I mean, just papers all over the place, not organized. And it was a big old mess, especially when it came down to inspections or, you know, somebody asked for his paperwork. It was always an issue. So Express Truck Tax kind of helps you out, at least with that part. You'll always have a copy of your stamp Schedule 1. It'll be saved in that account until it's pretty much saved in there forever and always. I'm pretty sure. I don't think they haven't like voided anything out ever. So everything's there. All your information stays saved from year to year. Because if you're not familiar with the heavy vehicle use tax, what it is, it's just a tax that you got to pay annually for the year ahead. So when you go into pay this year, you're going to be paying for the 2015-2016 road tax. And for most truckers, it's, again, $550. And it's just I believe, if I remember reading correctly, it's for like maintaining roads and everything like that. And some of you guys are like, really? Because our roads look like crap. And there's a lot of potholes out there. So I'm hoping they're getting those fixed, especially in the South. Man, our roads need some help. They need a lot of TLC down here. And you know what you're talking about. You know what I'm talking about if you're driving around in the South. Man, these roads need some serious help. But again, you pay this tax every year, and what it is, you're going to pay it, and then you get this form called the Schedule 1, and it just shows your VIN number, and it's going to have a stamp on it that says paid, and that's what you'll get from us, and you get an electronic copy, and it just says paid, it'll say e-filed, and gives the date, and then you usually will have to print this out to take it into the DMV to renew your tags, and then also, if you're leased on with any company, they need a copy of this too. But what's so great about Express Truck Tax, you can put in the most companies have a specific email address, or we already have a portal site set up with them. So make sure and talk to them, ask them, or you'll be getting a flyer here soon, I promise, wink, wink. And it'll have all that information, like how to get started, where to go, and everything like that. And you can either put in the email for your company. They have like a special, like a little special email where it goes to, and then your company will automatically get your schedule one once you finish. So all you have to do is file it, and then it'll just automatically go to them. You just gotta make sure and put in that email address or whatever they tell you to do. You'll know once you're filing, it'll all be there. It's hard to kind of explain it without like a computer screen in your face and I can point stuff, you know? But you'll get what I'm talking about. So just head on over to expresstrucktax.com, and there is actually an Express Truck Tax app, so you can e-file on your phone or tablet, smart device, what have you, and you can get it done pretty like wherever you are, so you don't have to be at a computer to get this done. So, you know, we try to make it as easy as possible for you guys. So just keep this in mind that filing season is coming up. We'll be sending out a lot of information on like when we're starting and then things like that. So just kind of keep a lookout, head on over to the website, just check it out. You can go ahead and sign up, put in your truck information, and then you're pretty much halfway done. So again, it's expresstrucktax.com. And you'll be done quick, fast, and in a hurry. And I'll probably have more information next podcast about some other things going on, because there's some cool stuff coming up for tax filing season this year. Oh yeah, I just got word on this. Express Truck Tax is actually doing a special giveaway. I believe it started today, but if you're listening to this, I'm not sure when it started for you, but it started today on 5/19, and it's a like giveaway, and you can go over to the Express Truck Tax Facebook page, and if you give them a like, then you'll be entered to win a $50 gift card. So definitely go over, check that out. I think it's going for about a week or so, a couple weeks. So, I mean, we could all use a little extra money, right? So do get on that. I'll have some more information about that in just a second. And here's a few words from our sponsor real quick.
ExpressTruckTax.com is the best e-file provider of IRS Form 2290 Heavy Vehicle Use Tax. When you e-file your 2290 with Express Truck Tax, there is no guesswork and no stress. As soon as you hit transmit, you can rest assured knowing you'll receive your Stamp Schedule 1 notification the instant your return is processed. You can even e-file on the road with our Express Truck Tax app, available for Apple and Android devices. Never wait in long lines at the IRS office ever again. Head on over to ExpressTruckTax.com today and enjoy stress-free e-filing of your heavy vehicle use taxes.
Now, if you're new to the podcast, usually in this second half, I talk about health and fitness and anything and everything that deals with that, especially food, because food is like one of my favorite things in the world. I love food. I mean, how could you not? You need it to live. And I've noticed I've been, you know, I get a little trolly sometimes, and I go through Facebook and Instagram and blogs and pages, and I've noticed a lot of truckers, you know, they start out strong on these new lifestyle changes, and they're gung-ho and they're excited, and you know, they do really great for like a couple weeks, right? And then it just kind of and it's almost like you give up, but you don't realize you're giving up. You start working out less, you start eating fresh fruits and veggies just a little bit less, and you do a couple more drive-thrus or a couple more truck stop meals. And then it just gets back to your old regular habits that put you in like an unhealthy situation in the first place. And a lot of people don't realize why, and they don't realize what's going on. They think that they're lazy and that they're not, they just can't do it. It's too hard. Well, my dear friends, you are not lazy. I promise you, it is not hard. I've done a lot of research and actually found out the food that you eat most of the time, if it's bad food, like, you know, drive-through, pre-processed, stuff like that, if it's like really bad food, like it's not fresh veggies, you know, home-cooked chicken, things like that, the food is actually making you sick. No lie, it's a real thing. It might taste good right at first, but man, it is making you deathly ill. And it kind of is an addiction, especially foods are an addiction. And I want you to know it's not your fault, okay? It's definitely not your fault that you have these cravings for these foods that you just can't seem to stop. It's the food's fault, and it's the industries that create the food. I watched, because I've been having this problem too, and it's been a big issue. Like, it was a big concern, because I'm like, you know, I don't want to eat this, but I feel like I have to. You know what I'm saying? Do you feel like that? And I've noticed this a lot more, especially in, you know, my family's kind of dealing with it. And I noticed my little baby cousin who's just moved in with my parents, she's been dealing with this problem, and she's only 4. So she didn't realize that it's like a food addiction. She just knows that she has to have something no matter what. She'll do whatever it takes to get it. And it's an addict. She's an addict. She's addicted to sugar, and it's bad. It's really, really bad. And so I was talking to a colleague of mine about this. You know, we were talking about like healthy things, what to talk about, some stuff that truckers need to know, because, you know, and this problem's going on, and it's getting a lot worse. And I've seen there's a lot of YouTube videos, some trucker confessionals out there. And I mean, they'll make you cry, where these truckers, they're like, I don't want to eat this, but I feel like I have to. And that's an addiction. And I didn't understand why. Like, how can you be addicted to food like that? Like, it's something that, because I struggle with it. I'm like, how can this be happening to me? And it's hard to find literature about it that most people can understand, because, you know, people love to use their big words when they're super smart. And, oh man, like, I would read through like tons and tons of literature on this, like, food being addictive, like what's in it. And I mean, they don't make it easy for just a reg, like, and I'm intelligent, and they don't make it easy for you to find this out. So my friend told me, she's like, watch this documentary called Fed Up. It's on Netflix, and it opened up my eyes, and it took all that literature about why food is so addicting and everything and all the difficult stuff to comprehend, and it put it in a wonderful, like, movie that I can understand, because I'm one of those, I learn things by watching, you know, I learn by watching and hearing, and then, you know, and I watched this movie, I ended up watching it a couple times now, and it shows you what companies have done to food to, one, make it taste better, two, lie on their labels to make you think that you're getting a product that's actually good for you when it's not. And then three, it just shows you how food can be addicting, and then how children are addicted to food now and they don't realize that they're addicted. And I mean, it just really opens up your eyes to, and it made me really angry. Like, every time I go into a grocery store now, I get really upset. And then sometimes I even check labels. If you see labels that say like low fat, low carb, no fat, carb, things like that, a lot of times they're lying, because what they replace the fat with is sugar. And sugar can wreak havoc on your body. And they're saying, like, just your normal daily intake of sugar should be actually pretty low. And then what most people are getting is about 5-6 times that much amount. And that is just packing on the weight. And I mean, most people don't even realize it. And I mean, it's just packing it on. And then after, what, a couple years of this, you gain 40 pounds and you don't even know why. And you'd be like, well, I ate all the salad dressing I buy is like low fat and stuff. And that's because it's filled with sugar, all of it. Reading labels is like a science. Like, you really have to know what to look for now, and it's really important. And they don't make it easy, because they don't want you to know. And they hide the name of sugar behind so many different names, and it's a lot of names you have difficulty pronouncing. And I just, it'll really make you upset, and it really opens up your eyes to why, like, especially if you think that, you know, you're getting all these no fat, low fat, like, you're eating these foods and you're like, well, I'm not losing weight. It's because, yeah, they took the fat out, but when you take the fat out of food, it tastes awful, right? And so what they did is they replaced the fat with sugar, which isn't any better, and is pretty, it's actually extremely bad for you. And, you know, it just made me, when I saw it, like, I was thinking of truckers. I was like, you know, a lot of these guys, like, a lot of you guys, you're not, like, food connoisseurs. You trust that they're selling you what they're saying they're selling you. And it breaks my heart. Because I know a lot of you truckers, you're struggling with this. I mean, you're not the only ones. Like, a lot of people in our country are struggling with gaining weight, and they don't know why. And they don't know why. They see food that they don't want it, but they feel like they have to have it. And I'm telling you, that's why we're all addicted to the sugar. Like, especially, I remember reading this, you know, they have that, like, what is it, 1,000 uses for soda? Like, you know which one I'm talking about, that dark caramelly one. There's, like, a book out, and, like, when I heard that the company drivers would use the soda to clean their engines, it kind of made me wonder, what's that doing to your body? And then the amount of sugar in one can of soda is about, like, 4 times the amount of sugar you're supposed to have for just a day. It's insane. And that sugar quickly turns to fat in your body, and then it's just stored away. And it's not fat that you can easily just burn off either. And that's what makes it even worse. And that's why a lot of us are struggling losing weight, is because, one, the sugar, we're all addicted. And then, two, it's really difficult to burn it off. So you can go to the website. I'll have it all linked in my blog, and it's called fedupmovie.com. And they actually have a challenge where you take the Fed Up Challenge, where you basically cut sugar, like processed sugar, out. Like, you can still have your natural sugars that are found in fruits and things like that. Those are great. Those are wonderful. But, I mean, just talking about all the sugar that's in everything, I'm talking like salad dressing, cheeses, all of it. Like, you could just walk through the grocery store, pick up a box, and I'm telling you, like, a good 40, 50% of it will be sugar, and you don't even know. It's insane. And it'll make you, if you watch the documentary, I promise it is completely worth your time. Ladies, if you're listening, watch it and then nag your husbands and truckers or whoever it is in your family to at least get on board and know what's going on. I think that's the only way we'll be able to, like, fix this problem that we're having, is just the spreading of knowledge. And this documentary is a great place to start. Again, it is on Netflix, and it's called Fed Up. If you see it on Netflix, it'll look like two little M&Ms with an FU. And seriously, it'll make you kind of sick, and it really makes me fear for our kids, because if you watch the movie, you'll see, but for some reason, our Congress has declared that pizza is considered a vegetable because of the sauce that's on it. And that just made me really sick. And then knowing all these fast food places have integrated into school systems, and that's why we're having a really big problem with obesity in kids these days. I mean, it's just amazing what they've done. It's a little scary too. And I know I've been ranting on this for a long time, but I just want you to know it's a really great place to get information that's difficult to understand online or in books and things like that. I mean, it just spells it all out for you. And then they have these wonderful, it's just, I can't talk enough about it. It's amazing. Go see it, please. And you know, that's my main thing I want to talk about for health and fitness today. And then, but if you are on the road, Let's perk it up a bit. That was a little serious. If you are on the road and you're looking for just some ways to work out on the road, I mean, there is a plethora of YouTube videos. I mean, heaps and heaps and heaps of YouTube videos of truckers just like you showing you their daily workout routines. And I mean, they're truckers of all sizes doing this stuff. So if you would be like, well, I don't want to see some like skinny fit guy working out, like, I can't do that. There's big boys too on there, okay? There's everybody. Big, small, round, every single shape and size of a trucker that's out there. A lot of them have YouTube videos, because what else are you gonna do in your downtime, right? Well, I'm sorry, that might be mean. I know a lot of you guys need sleep. But so you can go on there and just find great workouts. You can follow some of your favorite truckers, and they have some of them have some really great recipes actually too, and they show how they cook in their truck, and that's always fun. I love to see how like truckers cook in their rigs. It's like a little obsession of mine because I'm like, you know what? We can fix this. We can make it better. I can find ways to make it better. So I'm trying to put together some type of lists and top number things of, you know, how to best cook in your truck and stuff like that. So that's coming out soon. And some great resources for everything health and fitness you can actually find on healthytrucker.net. I love those guys. I'm not sponsored by them in any way. I love their website and I love all the information that they provide for truckers. Their meal ideas are amazing. They really are. I'm serious. Amazing is like one of my favorite words. I'll say it a lot. I'll try and cut back next time. But that's all I have for you today. You know, I've been trying to keep it a bit shorter because it's just me talking, but I've been away for a while and shame on me because there's a lot of stuff going on that I need to keep you guys up to date on. And if you want to, like, I post stuff all the time now on our Trucking Nation podcast Facebook page. So if you want to reach out to me, if there's something you'd like to know more about, just hit me up on there and I'll be more than happy to answer your questions, especially if it comes to like the Fed Up documentary or, you know, or if you want some new movie reviews or anything like that. I'm telling you, Mad Max will blow your mind. You'll love it. And let me just say this one thing about the movie. This might make you want to go see it. There is a guy riding like in front of a truck playing a guitar with like 40 speakers behind him on a moving vehicle. And he's like hanging from these strings. Yeah, right? You have to go see it now, don't you? You have to see this. It's amazing. The soundtrack's awesome. You're going to love it. Okay, so try to cut down on your sugar intake. I promise it'll help and it'll make you feel better because all that sugar is actually making you feel lazy. It's making you sluggish. No lie. Watch the documentary. You're going to love it. And start planning for 2290 season, that $550. That's a big old chunk out of your pocket. And I'll have more information to you about that coming up very soon. So remember, Trucking Nation, you get what you give in this world, so try to be kind and enjoy the ride, and I will talk to you next week. Bye.